Brando, I finna slam dunk. Get big on you fake pumps. That pump ain't no fake pump. Bitch fell for the pump fake. Got him talking like first take. Get it right on the first take. Hit the hole in the first.
I really inspire to live like Damo.
Bro, I wish I could not care about people or life.
Right? I want to do that shit bad, dog.
Shit crazy.
That's all I want. Like, I ain't trying to go under the bridge, though.
Nah, that's too much.
Yeah, like, just give
me... As long as I got somewhere to lay my head.
Just give me a bap-ass little studio apartment, like, in a loft on top of a, like, shitty-ass hole-in-the-wall restaurant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can walk downstairs and give me a $5 sub.
Yeah.
That's all I need, bro. Like, it gotta be an apartment, a shitty-ass apartment, where I can get a $5 sub. It's all I fucking need, bro. Hey, we back, though, as y'all can see, man. Yeah. We was on a little hiatus. You know, for the people listening, I'll tell y'all why we was on a little hiatus, man. I had to turn the Bondo into an Airbnb. It wasn't a very smooth process. It was a lot of work. A lot was going on, but I finished it, and now I'm back, man. Full-fledged, ready to go, dog. You know what I'm saying? Masters Week is over. We rented out the Bondo for Masters Week. Was a lot of rich people here. Mm-hmm. I met a lot of people, dog. I met a lot of people that got them rich on paper, but broke as fuck and got them real life. Bro, mm-hmm. I met a nigga who came out here to watch the Masters. His son-in-law had somewhere to stay. He didn't have nowhere to stay. So when his son-in-law left, he fucked around and had tickets for the next day. So he slept at the laundromat.
That's crazy, bro.
He slept at the laundromat so he can go see the next round of golf.
Why would you? Is that worth the sacrifice? Like, I've been in the Masters. I used to work in the Masters when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Is that worth the sacrifice, bro? I know, like, it's cool. Like, the Masters is probably.
Okay, well, the better question would be, would you do that for the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl different.
No, it's the same shit, different sport.
You're right.
Would you do that shit for the Super Bowl?
Sleep in a laundromat?
Yeah.
I probably would.
Okay. Yeah. Super Bowl is one night. That's a bad example.
Yeah, this is a whole week.
NBA Finals.
I ain't gonna lie, the NBA Finals be lit.
You got tickets to game two, but you fuck around and catch tickets to game three, but you ain't got nowhere to stay. Would you stay for game three?
I probably would, bro. I probably would.
Oh, you tripping.
I don't be thinking, because, like, when I think about the Masters, we've been here so long, we don't see it as big as the world sees it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like, why would you do that for the Masters?
Yeah, I had to explain to somebody, like, it's literally one of the, like, biggest events in the fucking world.
Yeah, it's like,
but people from Augusta don't understand it, and they hate the Masters.
Yeah, exactly. And you see people, you know, they've been complaining about how we clean the city up only when the Masters come around and shit like that.
Don't you clean your house when guests come over?
Exactly. But I get it, though, bro, because the one thing I've been really wanting, like, I know a lot of niggas that, like, be downtown and shit be like, oh, no, downtown is straight, blah, 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 blah. Bro, that was a time, like, when I was real young, bro, like, downtown was, like, kind of nice. It was kind of cool. Like,
nah.
It was kind of hipstery. It was kind of like.
I don't know what time you talking about, but when I moved here in 2003, downtown was always scary. First Friday, really? It was too many people, and there was always shootings and fights.
I ain't never look at it like that.
I was scared, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, because, like, you know, I'm not from here.
Yeah.
So I used to go down there for First Friday. First couple times, I thought it was the most litest shit I ever seen in my life. I used to holler at girls, trying to be cute and shit. The next thing I know, I see a big-ass shootout right by the James Brown statue. I'm scared as fuck.
Yeah,
man.
It did used to be an ass of shootings when we was young, though.
Shootings, niggas getting jumped. You couldn't even go to no team. Because, you know, we grew up off teen clubs.
Yeah.
You couldn't go to no teen club. Yeah, bro, the Masters...
Masters
bro,
week.
The city acts up during Masters time too, dog. And I'd be disappointed in the city. Like, the city of Augusta, dog, bro, you got to view the Masters in the city of Augusta like your home. This is where you from. You're supposed to represent. Yeah. When guests come to your home, you're supposed to show them a good time. Niggas be acting up during the Masters time, dog.
Yeah, but you know, Augusta's like one of them goddamn cities that's like right between country and right between city.
I think it's super country. So, bro, I'm going to tell you something that happened in the city, bro. And I normally don't talk about local shit on the podcast, but I'm only going to talk about it because we're talking about the Masters. Mm. Bro, so during Masters Week, at one of the most popular clubs in the city, a dead rat fell from the ceiling.
What the fuck?
A dead rat fell. There was a million jokes about rats and double entendres about rats in the club, but niggas being rats telling on people.
Yeah.
You know, I love me a good double entendre, too. We're going to get to that with the Drake shit, because Drake had a great double entendre. But million jokes about the rats and shit, bro. And I was just like, hey, bro, y'all acting up. But the only thing I got to say about this, because I don't talk about local politics because I know too many people locally. So the only thing I got to say about this is, I used to clean hoods in restaurants when I was younger. That's how I made my bread before I got my cleaning business. And I just want to let y'all people know, 98% of the places I serviced had rats and roaches.
Yeah.
Some had both. Some had the double whammy.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I used to do pest control out this bitch. Remember? Mm-hmm. Bug man.
Yeah, bug man. right before Facto.
Yeah. Before my Facto phase, I was a bug man, and goddamn, you would be surprised, bro, like how many restaurants out here is dirty as hell.
Yeah.
Dirty as fuck. Like,
I tell people all the time that it'll be faster for me to give you a list of the clean restaurants.
Yeah, for real.
Like, somebody asked me that shit yesterday, and I told them, like, I didn't even give them the whole list. Because I ain't gonna lie, my list is short. But the cleanest restaurant in Augusta, hands down, cleanest restaurant in Augusta, people not even gonna believe this, is the Chop House by the mall. Mm. That's the cleanest restaurant in Augusta.
That's interesting. Chop House is good as fuck, though. I ain't gonna lie. I just had that shit a few months ago with my coworkers. That shit actually good. You know I don't get out like that, so.
Yeah. Bro, they grill steaks in there. So they get their hood and their kitchen clean, like, once a month. It's super clean in there, dog.
Yeah.
Super clean.
But, yeah, man, how was your master's week, though, bro? What you been doing? You just been chilling this week? You ain't been going out, nothing like that?
Nah, I just worked on the house all week, bro. I had different bookings. I had to go in and out, you know. And that's all I really been doing in this hiatus, bro, just working on the house. Did a little bit of camera work, like always. That's all that's been going on during this hiatus. What's been going on with you?
Nigga, really just about to get back on my streaming shit, because goddamn, I had to get my quality up. My camera quality was kind of wonky. I don't like doing shit half-assed. If I'm going to do it, I want to do it all the way good.
I know, because I keep telling you, get a webcam, and you just so persistent about getting a camera.
I got me a good camera.
I told you not to get the camera. You wasted money.
I got a good, what's it called? Cam link for it, so I can goddamn stream with it. And I got a few good things. I got a better mic so people can hear my sound quality better. Just good shit. That way I can, like, not worry about my stream being trash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I can just get on that bitch and go free and just do whatever I want on that bitch. But yeah, man.
I told you I got a PlayStation 5 now. So I'm about to jump on the streaming shit too, bro.
I'm waiting for, like, some good ass games to come out. Like, fucking.
I'm ready for Grand Theft Auto 6.
That shit look crazy, yeah. Yeah, GTA 6, man, that shit come out, bro. I'm going up with that shit. Because GTA is, like, one of the biggest stream games on Twitch right now. So, next to, like, Fortnite and fucking Call of Duty, shit like that.
Bro, we got a lot of topics to get to, though, dog, because we missed a lot of shit, bro. Where should we start?
Bro.
Now, we got to start with the most recent shit.
What's the most recent shit?
I was just talking about the Drake shit, the beef shit in the industry, dog, because everybody been hitting me talking about they need some good commentary for this shit, bro, and I'm going to give them some good commentary. Where we want to start with this?
Wherever you want to start.
All right, I'm going to start with Ross.
Okay.
Rick Ross had the hardest track out of everybody that put out track. These niggas is starting a fucking, what is this, a civil war? Or is this World War III? Like, what's going on? What is they doing with all this?
Here's the weird part, bro. And you know, our Drake history is not very, our track record with Drake ain't very good. We're what you would say Drake skeptics. We're very skeptical of Drake. And I think our skepticism was warranted, because if you got 30 niggas coming out saying you a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
You did something.
Something ain't right.
Something ain't right, bro. And you like one of them type niggas that probably like you come around somebody and like you be around a family, you hanging out with them, and then next thing you know, you DM in a bitch type shit.
Yeah, I don't like niggas
that. Yeah, I feel like he did some slimy shit. Because they're like, bro, if 30 niggas come out against me and say, like, oh, Big Keen is a slime ball, like, you should probably believe that shit.
And I don't like how bro move.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, he a big global superstar that like to go to like nasty places with two security guards. Like, bro, what are you doing, bro? Like, why do you think you should be so accessible? And when the rumors came out about how he approaches women that he wants to sleep with, I was like, that's nasty work, bro.
How do he be doing what? I ain't hear
bro, that. He basically has, like, interviews for women he wants to sleep with, and they have to go through a process, and they got to sign non-disclosure agreements and shit like that before they actually come to him. You know, that came out when he put the hot sauce in the condom and the girl put it in her vagina.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake been on some other shit. But, bro, so who started this beef? Who started it?
I think this beef has been going on for a long time. I know at least between Kendrick and Drake for a long time.
And the rumor is they're beefing over a woman. Some Instagram bitch. That's what the rumor
talking
is,
about
right?
Future?
Future and Drake.
Oh, Future and Drake, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one, I think they beefing over that, too. And I think... they were supposed to drop What a Time to Be Alive Part 2 also, but he chose to drop the one he did with Her Loss, the one he did with 21 instead.
Great album.
Yeah, that was a great album. It was a great album. And I think that's where the beef started brewing because, you know, you fucking with a nigga Coins and shit. Like, you telling him, like, bro, we got, you know they got a fucking whole album with hits on that bitch.
Yeah, you got an album with Drake, that shit. Yeah, you're going to get paid.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't
going
to lie. You're going to get paid.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't know, bro. At this point, Drake is starting to annoy me with the amount of white privilege this motherfucker got, bro. You
know so what now, man? So now we got to get to Rick Ross. Now, before we get to Rick Ross track, all right. So so Kendrick dropped a record on Future's project.
Called Like That.
Called Like That, and he dropped some bars. What's some quotables from it?
It's a cave with all these nines. You're going to see Pet Cemetery. That's your heart.
Yeah.
Fuck the big three. It's
nigga,
big
Prince,
me.
Prince outlived Mike Jack, nigga.
Yeah, that shit. That's bars, bro.
Yeah. He gave him some bars.
Yeah, he got that nigga. Some stiff jabs.
J. Cole came back with a 7-minute drill.
Booty. I thought it was Mizkey's. What'd you think?
It was cute. When it came out, I was like, okay, this is cool. He had some quotables in it.
And I'm a real big Cole fan too. I'm like, bro, that shit was ass, bro.
I kind of liked it though.
It was mid.
He did a little Jay-Z flip where he was like, yeah, you know, your first shit was classic. Your second shit, they gassed it. Which I agree. You know I agree with that shit. Your second shit, they gassed it.
You biased too.
Your third shit, now that was your prime.
Yeah.
I told you, bro. When Damn came out, I was in Texas with my mama, bro. And my mama was like, turn that up a little bit. And my mama don't even like hip hop like that. Like, the only hip hop song she like is Scrubs. I don't want no Scrubs.
Yeah.
That's the only hip hop song she like for real. But she liked that shit. She was like, play that shit again. We played the whole album. She was like, play that shit back. At the end, she was like, did he just reverse the whole album?
Yeah.
Damn, so really? Damn's a classic. I ain't gonna lie, Damn's a classic. But Cole said not he in his prime. But Cole came out and apologized,
which you should never do. I don't advise it. How you feel about all the goddamn Hotep niggas being like, nah, bro, you know what I'm saying? He keeping a peace out here, you know what I'm saying? Black unity, nigga.
They some bend over backwards ass niggas. No Diddy.
Head ass. That, we ain't even talked about the Diddy shit too.
We're gonna get to the Diddy.
God damn, it's been so long,
bro. Yeah, bro. For niggas want to hear the Diddy shit from us too. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I can show you like 3 DMs with niggas like, hey, bro, like, bro, I got to hear what you got to say about the Diddy shit,
bro.
But we got to finish this beef shit. So
yeah.
Kendrick, Cole drops a 7-minute drill, then he apologized. Some soft ass shit.
Gay.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought the shit was over because niggas was saying Drake wasn't even gonna get involved. Drake came out with some bitch ass post. He made a bitch ass post and was like, this is what niggas do when they hate themselves and where they're at. Mm-hmm. I was like, yep, just like a light skinned nigga. Hey, and when I say light skinned niggas, let me tell y'all something I'm referring to. I'm referring to people that's biracial that have a black dad, white mom, you know, black mom, white dad, those kind of people.
So you're talking about mixed niggas?
Mixed niggas. I'm talking about mixed niggas. Mixed niggas have this weird complex And I told Big King this off mic, and I don't care to repeat it on mic. Mixed niggas have this weird complex where they feel like their struggle is the worst struggle in the world. And they grew up not black enough for the black crowd, not white enough for the white crowd. I'm here to tell you, y'all niggas was just bitches.
Because I ain't gonna lie, I told you, like we were saying earlier, bro. I told you, I grew up like that, nigga.
Yeah.
And I'm a nigga, full-fledged.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro.
But you know why you fit in, though?
Why was that?
Because you was just being yourself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you used to go around to white people and say dude and come around us and say nigga.
Of course.
We didn't really give a fuck.
That's mandatory.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
we just
mandatory,
didn't give a fuck.
Bro, you got to fit in, bro.
We really, like, we used to jive on you about it and shit, but we jived on everybody about everything.
See, now, but you if you're doing it wrong, if you're doing it wrong, like a nigga like Damo, used to do that shit totally wrong. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like Cool Beans and like...
He definitely thought he was Carlton from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes, bro.
Like, that's the wrong way to go.
Saying words like gnarly and...
Yeah, he used to go crazy.
Dude, I'm so stoked.
Yeah, he used to go crazy. He used to go crazy.
Like, bro, I say, dude, ah, fuck. Oh, yeah, shit, cool, dude. I say shit like that, but like...
Tyrone, what's up, brother? you didn't bring the nine, did you? Just kidding, brother. Just kidding.
Bro, it's a way you got to do it, bro. It's a way you got to do it, bro. Man, I'll teach y'all niggas y'all want. I'll put a little course online for y'all niggas y'all
want. How to, what's it called? How to code switch?
Yeah, bro. I be, nigga.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. You got to learn how to code switch.
You have to.
Bro, I'm still not good at it. I told you, I just was somewhere in a room full of white people after the Masters. It was a cigar lounge full of white people. And I said the N-word, and all them niggas just looking at each other. And I was like, damn. And one of them asked me a stupid ass question. He said, hey, why do you people use that word? And I said, who the fuck is you people?
I don't even know how to answer that one.
Yeah, I was like, who's you people? And I was like, bro, it's just kind of how we grew up. But I don't even feel like talking about that shit on the podcast.
But yeah.
Bro, I'm tired of talking about race, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just so tired of talking about race. But back to Drake, though. This nigga, so we didn't even think Drake was going to drop a diss back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drake dropped some bars, bro.
Well, come on, can we really talk about that, bro?
Yeah.
Actually, play it.
Okay, hold on. Before we play it, hold on, one thing I missed. Mm-hmm. When Cole dropped his track, you said it was mid.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, you had a fucking hilarious analogy. I told everybody, and they were screaming laughing.
What was that?
You said, I said, man, that nigga Drake... that nigga Cole was acting like he just dropped an atomic bomb on Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, no, he acted like he dropped a nuke on Germany type shit. Yeah. And you was like, yeah, but that nigga really dropped the, what's it called, Molotov?
Oh, yeah, the Molotov motherfucker.
Yeah, the Molotov motherfucker. He got them lit the rag, put it in the bottle, and threw that bitch in the shop. But with the apology, he lit the rag. Threw that bitch in the shop and ran in the shop and stomped that bitch out. I'm sorry.
For real, bro. Like,
that's really what he did. The Drake shit. Let's see. Who did I send somebody the Drake shit? How can I find this shit fast?
YouTube.
I just go to No Jumper. Nah, No Jumper's not fast enough.
You can find it on YouTube.
Oh, for real? It's on YouTube already?
Yeah.
Rick Ross shit on YouTube too?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't know that. What's it called? Push Up?
I don't know. I think it's called 50 Cent. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the fuck he calling this shit.
I think it's called Push Ups.
Drop and Give Me 50. Y'all.
Yeah, it's called Push Ups.
Yeah.
Okay.
And me personally, I thought this shit was kind of whack.
This beat hard.
The beat hard, yeah. I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to
put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked outside. Hold up.
He talking
for those
future,
of you that
right?
don't know, that's a Future diss.
Yeah, you're talking about Future, right?
Future's first number one is featuring Drake. What's it called? Wait something?
I forgot.
It's some bullshit, though. Yeah. But that's the number one. He's talking about Future. America for now. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. City, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the fuck you be stepping with a size 7 man's on?
The small nigga jokes, right?
Hey, man, let me tell y'all something. us as grown men, right? We're never going to get out of jiving. We're never going to get out the pause game. Now we don't say pause no more. We say no diddy. No diddy is the new popular term. Talking about a grown man size, right? That shit is so freshman high school. We don't even do that shit as seniors. That shit is freshman in high school, like in the back of the school bus, like, Big King, you at size 7, you bitch ass nigga.
That's some kid shit. That's some shit your baby mama will make fun of you from, for like, if y'all beefing.
Yeah. Like,
you were size 7.
Bro, and y'all women, the short jokes about men, like, I only fuck niggas over 6 foot, or a nigga gotta have a $5 foot loan to fuck me. Like, bro, we get it, bro. You're a slut.
A bitch say that, boy. That bitch nasty as hell, boy.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I got traumatized recently, too, bro. I found this big, huge-ass dildo.
What the fuck?
I was like, what's this bitch doing with that? Anyway.
Man, play the track, man. The fuck?
Bro.
What the fuck is this nigga talking about, man?
Bro, let me play the track. My bad, bro. With the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. This top toe you dropping, give me 50 likes of push-ups. Hood, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you because they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract because we got to see the split. Hold up. We got to pause again. He said your last one bricked.
He talking about Mr. Maryland Big Steppers.
Was that a brick?
No, it wasn't a brick. I'm telling you, bro.
Big King.
That's not a brick.
Big King.
Bro, he sold like 300,000 first week. And it's going to go down, I think, as...
The trajectory.
Nah, he's going to go down as one of... That's going to go down as one of the most influential albums to ever be dropped.
That shit wasn't all that.
I'm telling you, bro.
To Pimp a Butterfly. I mean, yeah, To Pimp a Butterfly, bro. I understand why y'all like that. That is a good album, bro. Mm-hmm. I got a bone to pick. Like, he has some hard shit on there. Mm-hmm. King Kunta. I love that fucking song too. But anyway, I understand why y'all like that album. I'm just not a big fan of that album. I'm not saying that album isn't good. Mm-hmm. That Morale and the Big Steppers shit, that shit wasn't talking about shit, bro.
Go back and listen
Big
to
King,
that shit.
I have tried, bro.
Listen to Count
the
Me
only,
Out.
The only song I like on that shit is the one where he arguing with the bitch.
That one was good too. Go listen to Count Me Out. Even Auntie Diaries, even fucking, bro, there was some good songs in there. Like the songs he had with Kodak. There's some great songs in there, bro. The thing is,
oh, we didn't talk about. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we didn't talk about Cole's project. Cole had Gucci Mane and Young Dro doing poetry.
Yeah, that shit was hard. I like
it. Yeah, but it was kind of weird.
It was weird.
Like I was
but
listening
Gucci,
to it.
That's gross.
Especially
though.
The first one.
That's gross.
The first one with Gucci, I was listening to it and I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's growth.
And then at the end, after I got to listening, I was like, was that Gucci?
Gucci Mane.
Yeah, then Young Dro. I'm like, Young Dro? He had Kodak on there too, didn't he?
I can't remember if he had Kodak on there. He might have had Kodak.
No, Kendrick had Kodak on his album doing poetry.
Kendrick had Kodak.
Yeah, I'm tripping. I'm putting two and two together. Two goats, I gotta be honest. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. This is the last time I'm gonna pause.
The beat crazy though.
The beat is crazy. This is the last time I'm gonna talk, dog. This is the last time I'm gonna talk. The Meek Mill and Drake beef almost ruined hip hop.
Why you say that? That's a flaming hot, scorching hot take.
I'm gonna explain it to you, bro. Please just hear me out. Drake came out. First, Meek leaked that he got a ghostwriter. He had the receipts. Drake came out with Charged Up. Charged Up, mid. The Molotov motherfucker.
Take a teaser.
Mid.
Mm-hmm.
After that, what had happened? Back to back was...
Bike the Bike.
It was just a club record.
It was a little club poppy.
It was a club record. So moving forward, now everybody thinks a classic hip hop beef is supposed to be you have to have a hit song. That shit almost fucked up.
No, that's what's fucking the whole game up, bro. Because Drake do the same shit every time, bro. Where his response is always, oh, let me make the most catchiest, poppiest rap song and fucking drop that bitch. Bruh, I ain't gonna lie, he had two straight bars in the whole shit to me. On Kendrick, at least.
Yeah.
And then even the fucking, what he said, Metro, shut the fuck up and make some drums. It's whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah.
I said, this childish ass nigga.
That shit corny. Hold on.
That's what I'm saying, bruh.
Let's hear the rest of this bullshit. That shit corny.
That was his only, like, that was a good one.
Nah, he had another good one. I'm gonna tell you.
That was a good one.
That double entendre was amazing.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And for those of you that don't know, Michael Jackson's son name is King.
Yeah. And he playing off the Prince.
Yeah.
Prince outlived Mike Jackson. Make some drums, nigga. Yeah, I'm a six guy, I'm a front runner. Y'all nigga manager was Charles Lil' Blunt Runner. Playing a six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jets, whips, chains, wicked, wicked, wicked. Spinning like you trying to fuck, boy, you tripping. Drizzy Chippendale, probably got your bitch in nail. I just got undone, boy, don't make me act the chipping nail. Rolling loud stage, y'all would turn, that was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if it be him, start to kiss and tell. Man, don't tell me about no switches. That's what I'm saying.
Man.
Everybody like, this nigga academics going crazy. Oh my God.
The flow hard, though. The flow hard.
The beat hard.
With the flow. Nah, the drop and give me 50 shit corny.
Yeah.
He trying to make another club record. He tried to throw a hook on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit whack.
I ain't gonna take no Ja Morant disrespect, nigga.
Yeah, what's up with this Ja Morant dude?
I don't know what happened.
Let me turn this shit off. This shit some bullshit.
See, look. Nah, last night he was like, that shit kind of straight. Yeah, nigga, that shit kind of straight.
I can't listen to Drake rap, bro.
He said he had two hard bars the
whole
time.
What's up with the Ja Morant shit? What's up with the Ja Morant shit?
I really don't know, bro. Maybe you know Drake be trying to fuck everybody, bitch. That's what I think all this boiling down to. The nigga probably done tried to fuck everybody, bitch, and they just tired of this nigga.
Why did he diss Rick Ross? He dissed Rick Ross before I cut it off too. He was talking about
wasn't Rick
50.
Was Rick Ross on he wasn't on the Future album, was he?
I didn't listen to the Future album, I'm gonna be honest with you. I just ain't had time.
You some bullshit.
No, I just ain't had time.
I ain't gonna lie, Future dropped straight back to back heat.
All right, I'm gonna listen to it, bro. Yeah. I just ain't had time.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. You said the Rosé shit first.
Yeah, Rosé shit first. I'm going K-Dot next.
I thought K-Dot and Future shit was the hardest shit.
Yeah.
For real.
Nah, I think Raw shit's still harder, bro. Because that shit was just like straight hip-hop. Like that Future and K-Dot shit, that shit was just like an album jab.
That's a record.
Yeah, it was a real record. Like, if we just talking about like diss tracks, like, it's the Rick Ross shit. Then the K-Dot shit, because even though it was just a record, like, that shit was hard, bro.
Yeah, he had bars on that bitch.
Then I got to go Aubrey. Then J. Cole got to be last with the mid.
Coming in with the bronze again.
Yeah.
And coming you apologize.
You apologize for the mid, bro.
The fuck?
How you apologize for the mid, bro? Bro, that's like me getting into it with my homeboy. We get into an argument, and when everybody go to break us up, I push that nigga. And then I apologize and be like, bro, my bad for pushing you.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, you ain't got to apologize for pushing me, bro. That was some bitch-ass shit. You did some lame-ass shit because you knew we weren't about to fight. Yeah. And you got them just pushed me. Nigga, we both knew we weren't about to fight. We was just arguing.
Yeah.
It was just an argument that had to have had. And you pushed me. And now you apologizing and shit. I don't want your bap-ass apology, nigga. Let's go play basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't got to do all that, man.
Yeah. Ain't even no point in that shit. Ourselves.
In front of the hoes, we embarrassing ourselves.
Yeah, in front of the hoes. Acting crazy. And I can't stand a nigga that want to fight in front of the hoes,
bro. Oh, my God.
Like, bro, you never want to fight, bro. But as soon as the hoes come around, now you Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Niggas just be activated when the hoes come around. Yeah. Like, come on,
now
bro.
You Arnold Schwarzenegger looking at the hoes like, yeah, that niggas never want it with me. Like, but bro, you always
got
beat up.
Now you got niggas is saying Drake is the rap Thanos, and that shit is pissing me off.
Bro, Drake.
That shit is pissing me the fuck off.
Drake got a crazy fan base, bro. So in hip hop, we not used to niggas having this kind of fan base.
He's a pop star.
Yeah, he got a Taylor Swift fan base. He got a Beyonce fan base. We not used to this type of shit.
I've always respected Drake for being the pop star that he is. But when it comes to these bars and rapping, I've never thought like, oh, Drake's the best rapper. That's why niggas that used to, and we should have, any nigga that used to say that shit back in the day, bro, we should have immediately beat they ass.
Yeah.
When they said Aubrey Graham is the best rapper on the planet right now. We should have just beat the fuck out of
them. Can we please talk about something important?
What's that?
Pusha T body Drake.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why it wasn't as big as it should have been is because what you just said, Drake is a pop star. All he did was come out with a new album and have his son on some singles. And start posting pictures of his son. Bro, do you know we would never even know Drake had a son?
I wasn't hiding the world from my kid. My kid was hiding.
I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my son.
Bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
That sounds like some hoe shit.
Bro, we would have never knew Aubrey had a son if it wasn't for Pusha T, bro.
Yes, this nigga would be this curly head, ugly ass, blonde baby.
Some niggas you just don't beef with. Like a nigga like Pusha T.
Damn, my bad, got, Drake. I don't like to talk about people, kids, and shit. That's fucked up. Bro, if I ever ran into Drake, I would be like, bro, you're one of the best pop artists of all times, bro. I love you, bro. Because, like, I ain't gonna lie, bro, every year, because Spotify be pushing this nigga on you, though. Yeah. Every year, he's like my top three most played artists. And I'd be like, I don't even really listen to Drake like that, but he be in my top three because every time like an album finish, immediately a Drake song come on.
Yeah,
they just got that nigga in the algorithm. Like throw that nigga in there, throw that nigga Drake in there. You know, every
so
time.
So now it look like he your top three favorite artist.
Yeah,
like,
bro, I really don't be. I guess you know how you got the countdown where it do the top five. I be like, bro, I ain't listen to Drake that much this year, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Boy, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. This year right here, my top five was crazy.
Yeah, my top five was kind of wild, too.
Yo, Gotti was in my top five.
That sound about right for you, though. Don't tell me Plies, bro, please.
Plies was number six.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, Plies was number six.
You
got to
grow the fuck up, bro.
I don't know what it is, bro. I listen to Plies, bro. Like, what you want me to say? I listen to Plies. Like, I fuck with, bro. No Diddy. I fuck with, bro, though.
Bro, you got
to
get off the Plies train, bro. When he made, what was that shit? I got drip for sale. When he made that bitch.
That's my favorite part.
No, that's when you should have hopped off the train.
Nah.
You be like, oh, this nigga's a clown. That's when you should have hopped off the fucking train, nigga.
Nah, nigga. That's when shit was going crazy.
you was on most on that nigga. Come on, bro.
That nigga ran off on the plug twice. Bro, that shit was so comical. Nigga, you know who remind me of Plies? Who? Boss Man D-Lo.
What?
If I survive this summer, I'll have my dreads forever. But if I don't survive, and I'm real close to cutting these bitches off.
Nigga, I'm just trying to get to the point where I can have a ponytail, man. That's it. Once I had a ponytail, I probably cut these shits.
Well, I'm already there, and I'm ready to go. Yeah. I've been ready to go.
I just want to have a ponytail. I'm getting old. There ain't no telling when niggas going to bald out. You know what I'm saying? Niggas already balding the hell out. So I'm trying to goddamn...
Yeah, bro, we got to wrap this Drake shit up, though. So, Drake
pulled his typical move of responding with a nice poppy rap song.
Dropping Give Me 50.
Yeah, it's a nice
that
poppy.
That shit was kind of whack.
It's a nice poppy rap record that he didn't really have any, like, real bars on there, if y'all are being real. And that's what pisses me off.
He had two
solid bars. That's what be pissing me off, though, is because, like, I told you hip-hop was going to become a white thing one day. I always told you that. You know how, like, we know about, like, battle rap, right? We know about niggas like Hitman Holla and goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Niggas like that and, like, Sue Surf. And
I thought you don't like battle rap, though.
Nah, but I always, like, battle rap is, like, that's the compass for hip-hop battling.
Okay.
To me, like... So like,
so you when, respect it? You just
yeah,
don't, you
I respect
just don't
it.
Watch
I just
shit.
It just it makes me laugh watching niggas watch battle rap. Oh, you know, like all that kind of crazy shit. Like, oh,
you
shit.
Know, I like that shit a lot though.
I know y'all niggas weird, but y'all battle rap niggas. We'll get into y'all at another time. But I just feel like that's how a diss track should sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Kendrick said, "That's a K with all these nines. You gonna see Pet Cemetery, nigga."
Yeah,
that's some. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like double entendre fucking battle rappy bar.
Yeah.
Not you wear a size 7 in men's.
Yeah, that's corny.
Okay, thank you.
That's corny.
Nigga, I got small feet. And all right. I get my shoes cheaper. Fuck, nigga.
Let's talk about Rick Ross saying, I know you got on them Dockers with no with no underwear, yeah, white boy.
I definitely could imagine Drake wearing Dockers with no underwear, too.
For real?
I can, yeah.
Bro, I tell niggas Drake is like the corniest nigga all time, bro.
All time.
Only because he just never was himself. Like, that Worst Behavior video, he was dressed like Meek Mills or Trey Songz or just, you know, somebody that was hot at that time. He was dressed like that.
The thing is with Drake, right, because me, I know I'm a corny nigga. Like, I know, like, I'm not a cool Jay-Z nigga. I'm not.
Yeah.
I know, like, but I like being me, like, because that's freeing to me.
Yeah.
And he should have just leaned into it a long time ago. The thing about Drake that pisses me off is, like, he'd be like, nah, I'm an MC, I'm a rap. No, you're not.
You ain't that type of nigga.
You're a pop star.
Yeah.
And I like that because I like your poppy music. I like that shit. I even like some of your rap records, but I just don't think...
Bro, this nigga went out his way to do a whole interview talking about how he won a timeless classic and came out with a song. I got my eyes on you.
I ain't gonna lie, that bitch was timeless though. Bitch gonna be here.
No, it's dead.
It's a pop record, dead. But that bitch gonna.
He thought he was Whitney Houston.
Yeah,
he was Whitney Houston.
It ain't that, but it's that bitch Houston, is a classic though.
Then he came out with I don't know, my hotline bling. But yeah, Drake lame as hell.
And even if I met Drake in real life, bro, I promise you I'd be like, man, hey, I fuck with your records and shit, but like...
Your feng shui is not hitting.
Yeah.
No Diddy.
You just not...
Bro, and him trying to dress like Lil Yachty is just lame as fuck. Like, yeah. Lil Yachty has perfected that little piece of fashion. And Drake...
The big pants and shit.
The big pants with the big-ass Timberlands with the... He just perfected that shit. And Drake trying to do it with the fucking part down the middle, with the light-skinned nigga wavy hair. Like, bro, we get it, bro.
And the barrettes and shit.
Yeah, like, that ain't you, dog. Bro, the lamest shit he said on that diss track was, you gonna make me chip a nail. I just got him done.
Niggas thinking that shit so hard, too. That's how you know this hip-hop shit is just dead, bro. It's gone in a whole nother direction, like... Niggas is acting like this shit is so crazy. Oh, he snapped. He went stupid. Nigga, it starts with lame-ass niggas like Academics having a fucking voice about this type of shit. Like, bro, I shouldn't even have a voice on this shit, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I want the real niggas to have the voice. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. The fuck? Niggas trying to tell me where he at.
Yeah. Niggas dropping your low.
Hey, when niggas start dropping your low, bro, when niggas know you got a problem with a nigga, and they start dropping
They just want to see you get knocked off so bad.
Yeah. Hey, bro, you cannot have a problem with a nigga that people fuck with.
Yeah.
And goddamn, niggas start dropping your low, bro. Bro, I never want to be that person, bro. Don't drop my low, bro.
Nah, bro.
Just don't be dropping my low. Bro, do you know how many people done dropped this nigga low, bro, to me in the last 24 hours?
Bro, niggas ready to see this nigga get his shit split up.
Niggas is laughing like, for real? Hey, bro, this nigga at the scene right now?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Damn, man.
Shit crazy. But anyway, bro.
So what you got? I say K-Dot 2-0. I think Like That was better than... Cold this, and I think it was better than Drake this. I got K-Dot 2-0. Drake shit was cute though. It's like a little catchy. He always do that back to back.
Man, honestly though, I think it's everybody against Drake, and I think Dre like, he down 0-2 right now.
Yeah,
he down 0-2 to Kendrick, down 0-1 to Kendrick, and he down 0-1 to Ross.
And like we said, man, y'all stop with that Thanos shit, man.
Nah, he ain't talking about shit. Like I said, bro,
if you got 30 niggas coming out saying you a bitch ass nigga, shit might just be true, bro.
Hey, and that diss you did to Metro was lame as hell, bro. When we start dissing producers, bro, like,
come on, yeah, you know he can't even. What, he gonna make a diss track back? Like, yeah, he can't even say nothing.
Yeah, it's different when Push dissed his producer. It was just a little subtle, like, mark towards Drake. Mm-hmm. So it was different. But you just Metro on some, like, come on, bro. Like, and you know you probably slid in, bro, DMs, dog. Like, yeah. Cut it out, dog.
But, yeah.
Cut it out.
On to the next, man.
We got to talk about the Diddy shit.
We got to, because it's been a while.
It's been a while. Everybody been waiting for this commentary right here, bro.
How you feel about the Diddy shit, man?
Niggas been comparing it to Harvey Weinstein.
That's crazy.
I don't think it's a Harvey Weinstein situation. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't know what's really going on. Bro, I really got to bounce off you with this one. Pause. Oof, no Diddy.
Yeah, come on, bro.
No Diddy.
Chill, bro.
No Diddy, yeah, bro. Chill, no bro. Diddy. I hope Diddy wasn't bouncing off nobody. I really don't. I hope he wasn't take that.
Yeah, ain't no like, telling.
I hope he wasn't doing that, bro. But, like, do you think Diddy really, like, a nasty nigga like they portraying him to be right now?
You know what's crazy, bro? I think, you know what I really think?
What?
I think, like, this shit been going on in Hollywood in general for so long that it was normal at a point in time.
But I think it's still normal.
I think it is, too. But there's certain people who get painted as, like, the fucking villain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, you had your Bill Cosby's, you had your, but all that shit was like normal back then. Like, slipping a Mickey in a bitch drink, like doing weird shit. Like, that shit was kind of normal back then. But now it's like, nah, we gonna start exposing these, you know, powerful players in the Hollywood industry and industries in general. And Diddy is just a victim of it. And I don't know who he pissed off, though. Because, like, I feel like all these niggas, like, at a certain point, I don't know what kind of business deals he had going on. I feel like he pissed somebody off. And that's when they started coming for him full-fledged. Like, it started with the Cassie shit.
So, is he on some Cosby shit?
Bro, I was watching this shit the other... What's the nigga named Columbus Short? The nigga, he a black nigga. He played in several movies. I think he played in Stomp the Yard. He was the main character.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I saw an interview with him. He said he went to a Diddy party one time. He likes to drink tequila. He said he fucking went in there and they were like, hey, man. Diddy was like, man, you want something to drink? Blah, blah, blah. He said, yeah, man, I'm a big tequila guy. And then Diddy brought him a bottle of tequila. He took a shot of tequila. The next thing you know, he said he started feeling weird. Yeah, that bitch started... That bitch started slipping.
I went walking through that guy.
That bitch started slipping in and out of reality, bro. And goddamn, they were like, oh, no, they dosed you. And he was like, bro, I'm telling you, bro, something was crazy. So I think Diddy just thought that was like some party shit. Like, oh, you at a party, nigga. Yeah, like, you know how when we was in college, nigga. Nigga, we didn't know what was in the hunch punch. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, how many Q parties you been to and you left that bitch blackout loopy?
Yeah, weird. You don't know what's in the hunch punch.
You don't know.
They tell you it's Everclear and some goddamn pineapple chunks in that bitch and some high C or whatever the fuck.
I know it was ecstasy in at least one party I went to.
At least. Bruh, but that's like niggas dose the shit to, and that's some weird shit.
But why would you put that shit in the Q juice? When niggas gonna be drinking it too, like, bro, why?
Niggas
why
about to be in that bitch horny as hell.
Niggas gonna be passed out, bent over. No Diddy. Niggas gonna be passed out, bent over. Like, bro, why you did this to me, bro?
Yeah, like,
why
you did this to me?
Bro, the last Q party I went to, bro, that shit happened to me, bro. I woke up with the fattest, ugliest bitch I ever seen in my life, bro. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, hey, bro, no more. And I couldn't find my draws. I put my fucking 501s on with no draws, bro.
Nigga, we just be dunking our cup in the goddamn cooler.
Yeah.
Bruh.
That's disgusting, bro.
I'm going to have a... Because my sister about to go to college, too. Shout out to Hannah. She got accepted in the University of Alabama, Roll Tide. You know what I'm saying?
For real?
Yeah, she going to Bama.
Oh, that what's up, bro. Yeah. I'm proud of her, dog.
Roll Tide.
Bruh, I love to see younger kids do better than us, bruh.
Yeah.
Because we never was getting accepted to Alabama.
Bruh, because I ain't going to lie to you, bruh. She was talking about, oh, I think I'm going to go to Hampton, which is like an HBCU. I said, why would you go to that dusty ass shit? That's what I'm thinking in my head. But then, like, now that I have perspective on it, bro, like, the HBCU experience is great, bro.
Yeah, I was just telling...
I hear so many people talking about
it. I was just telling Trey and TJ, when they seen you out with your coworkers, I was telling them that you work for a company that's, what is it called, all-inclusive or some shit?
Yeah, like
yeah, they hire affirmative action type of shit.
Because when you have like government contracts, you have to hit that diversity the diversity numbers.
Yeah.
So you got, you know.
So I told them that they hired a lot of people from HBCUs, mm-hmm. yep. and you know that's a good thing. Yeah. But I also explained to them that's a form of racism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a form of racism.
Definitely is, because
good kind of racism though.
I'm all for the good racism.
Yeah,
keep hiring these stupid ass niggas, man.
Yeah, go to the HBCUs, set up your tent at Savannah State University.
Yeah,
and keep hiring niggas like Shannon Sharp with a tight ass pants,
with a black and mild and a do-rag. Hey,
Shannon Sharp, we gonna get back to Diddy. Shannon Sharp is not gay. I know y'all wanted to hear commentary
Bro,
on that.
Shannon Sharp
ain't gay.
We got to stop that too. The gay allegations against men, because that is the most like for the
that's the
most,
worst way to degrade a man.
Yeah, it's the most homophobic shit ever. If y'all are really like, oh, we're really like about gay rights and all this shit, why is it a slight on a man if he is gay? Then that shit gets to my nerves.
The negative stigmatism of the bougie auntie. There's also a such thing as the bougie uncle.
Oh, yeah. You think Shape
is the goddamn bougie uncle.
Okay.
That's just what it is. He's not gay. He's the bougie uncle.
Yeah, he tells
y'all in every single piece of content he posts.
Yeah.
Like, hey, bitch come in this house? She ain't paying no bills. I'm taking care of that bitch.
Yeah.
And she doing all the shit a woman's supposed to do. And she better love my dogs.
Yeah.
That's the bougie uncle. Y'all looking at this nigga thinking this nigga gay, this nigga all this kind of shit. No, bro, he's just a bougie uncle. Just open y'all eyes.
He do got the little fluffy ass dogs, though. That shit is kind of suspect.
No, it's not, bro.
The little fluffy dog?
No.
Them bitches that's this small.
Big Keen, I'm about to tell you some real nigga shit, bro.
I can't respect a nigga with them kind of
dogs. I'm about to tell you some real nigga shit, bro. Mm-hmm. When you get to a certain age and you haven't found nobody, mm-hmm. and you start to think that the reason why you haven't found nobody is because of others and not because of you, mm-hmm. you start reaching for animals as companionship because you don't want to fix what's within. So you reach for these little stupid ass mutts to be your fucking companions, mm-hmm. because you don't want to fix who you are because you're a stubborn person.
And they, you
That's
know
all
they,
he is.
You know they're going to love you regardless.
They gonna love you regardless, no matter how much of a horrible person you are.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know.
They don't. They don't know that you just sued this nigga who ain't never did shit to you for $100,000.
Yeah,
they don't know that shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you reach for that type of shit because you don't want to change who you are, and you're not compatible with nobody because of the type of person you are. Shannon Sharp seems like somebody that's stuck in his ways because he's the bougie uncle. He's not gay. He's just a bougie uncle, bro. And we know people like that, and we know how to deal with that type of shit.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about my mom, but I'm not. Go ahead.
But yeah, man, when it come down to getting back on the Diddy shit, bro, there's been a trend lately and just like, because like, I feel like it's been a lot of like powerful niggas that's getting taken down lately. Pause. No Diddy.
Yeah, no Diddy. Yeah. No Diddy.
They're getting taken down, though, bro. But, like, it's been, like, one every year. Like, it's, like, it's consecutive. Like, you got Cosby. You got, you know, you got fucking R. Kelly. Free R. Kelly, bro. Free R. Kelly, bro. I need them hits.
If R. Kelly got them, did that shit to them girls, keep that nigga, man.
Bro, he didn't hog-tie them bitches. He told y'all.
I don't know how to hog-tie people.
Exactly. He don't. I don't know either. You know how I'm talking, bitch?
Yeah.
No. Come on, bro. Stop. You incriminate yourself. No, we don't know how to hog tie people, bro. For real. At the end of the day, bro, I feel like they fucking the media just be reaching, and then when they get on one person, they start piling on them, bro. And I don't even know what the Diddy situation is right now. Is he like, have they got him?
I don't know neither.
This nigga is like a fucking supervillain for real.
Bro, when I seen that shit on the news, that shit looked like OJ.
Yeah.
R.I.P. OJ. R.I.P. OJ.
It's like his jet took off, landed, the nigga wasn't on the jet.
Hey, bro, that shit fucked up how people seen OJ pass away.
Oh, yeah, R.I.P. OJ. R.I.P. the juice, man.
Caitlin had the nerves to tweet good riddance.
You sitting right beside him, bro. Like, what the fuck? That's crazy, right? That's really why I don't want no more white friends, though.
Bruh, I told somebody recently, right? And this is another hot take. I know I had some hot takes on this pod, but it's another hot take. But it's some real shit, bruh. Mm-hmm. The worst case of all times. The worst case, most head-ass case of all times. Mm-hmm. Somebody tried to tell me it's the YSL case. No.
What you mean?
The YSL case is just the government trying to take down black niggas. They've been doing that shit. The worst case of all times was the OJ case in Arizona.
Why you say that?
How you give a nigga 15 years for stealing his own shit?
Oh, yeah, that shit, yeah. His own memorabilia, that one.
How do you give a nigga 15 years for stealing his own shit? Is that karma for killing a white bitch?
I think so.
If it is, say that.
I think so, yeah.
If it is, say that, bro.
It's like, we're going to get you some kind of way, some kind of form. You're not getting off scot-free, nigga.
Bro, if that's what it is, please say that, bro. I know niggas that robbed Dollar Generals and did 2 years.
Yeah. But you got to think, it's this cocky-ass, greasy-haired-ass lawyer, Johnny Cochran. Nigga named Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran was dead when that happened, wasn't he?
Nah, he was his lawyer, wasn't he?
Nah, no, Johnny Cochran
Kardashian,
dead.
Kardashian, right? No,
he died, too. Nigga, Cochran and Kardashian died.
No, Johnny Cochran. I remember that nigga said...
Nigga, both glove, them niggas died.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
That was his first trial. That was his murder trial.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when he stole the memorabilia.
Nigga.
Them niggas was dead. Nigga, that shit...
Yeah, they both dead.
That shit was a little while.
They both dead now, yeah.
Yeah. I think they was dead when he had that. And even if they weren't dead... Because my bad, y'all can fact check us and call us idiots. But even if they wasn't dead, he couldn't afford them niggas. OJ was broke. He was doing fucking music videos for little white kids in the suburbs that had the money to pay him. Like, he was doing crazy shit back
then.
I forgot. You know what I'm saying? And nigga, that's the most fucked up case of all times. Like, how you gonna give a nigga 15 years for stealing his own shit?
Yeah.
These folks, they didn't even repo his shit. They stole his shit. And he went and stole it back with one armed security guard.
But then when you really think about it, though, Slim, it's like, bruh, law itself is just words on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about it, like, you could say that about anything, nigga. Like, nigga, our ancestors were slaves, nigga. Like, if we went and been, we go rob a bank and be like, nah, nigga, this reparations, nigga.
Yeah, you're right.
We going to jail, big dog.
yeah, we going to
fucking jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so basically you saying I have a passion to take right now.
Yeah, like.
That's a passion to take.
Yeah, bro, like, you know what I'm saying. You know, the whites is up, bro. The whites is up. Now, if they say some shit, like.
I got to disagree, though. It can't be a passion to take because a nigga shouldn't get 15 years for selling his own shit. When a nigga can goddamn take the blicky and go into goddamn the dollar store and get 7-2. That's some crazy shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's really some crazy shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like jail is a... Never mind. I ain't gonna even say that shit.
But niggas also be saying crazy shit like, oh, this nigga T.I. got caught with X amount of guns and only did a year. And I'm like, how much y'all wanted him to do?
Yeah. It's guns, nigga. So is Diz locked? Is he locked up?
I don't know if Diddy is locked up.
That shit just kind of disappeared.
Bro, they had the video of him walking around, pacing back and forth.
Yeah, I seen that. That was the last
And then
thing
they
seen.
Said he was on a boat and shit, and they got him from the boat. And I don't know what's going on. All I know is on Easter, he posted his daughter, his youngest daughter.
Yeah. He must have.
And I thought that was weird.
He must have cranked out a deal with somebody. Because I ain't heard nothing since.
One of my favorite comedians said they don't think he's going to do no time. They think this shit's going to get swept under the rug. And Diddy's just going to snitch on people on the low.
They were just trying to ruin him.
Andrew Schultz said that.
Yeah.
Andrew Schultz was like, he's done with entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's no more. But they're probably going to get him to snitch on whatever the fuck they want him to snitch on. And once he does it, it's just, they're going to make him Uncle Russ. He didn't say that, but I'm saying that. Because Uncle Russ had the same type of situation.
Russell Simmons, yeah, that shit's the same. It happened with him. You seen his daughter dating that old-ass white man?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's some weird shit going on.
But Bro, Hollywood is a crazy place.
Bro, when people say you did that shit, 9 times out of 10 you did that shit in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Bro, I said this shit last night, bro. I was in the store on 8th Street smoking cigars, mm-hmm. and there was some kids that came in.
Yeah.
And a lot of, bro, kids, I ain't gonna lie, bro, please take care of y'all kids. It was these kids with these guns acting crazy with these poo-shiesty masks and these fucking
I hate sweat
shirts in 100 degree weather.
I hate how shiesty masks are normal now. I hate that shit.
Me too, bro. So I was in that kind of environment, and they was playing music, and they started playing Kodak, and they played Youngboy. And one of the kids, it was a girl. It was a stud. And she had asked me, she was like, hey, bruh, how you locked your hair? And I was like, I two-strand twisted, and then I interlocked it. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I'm going to do that shit to my shit. She had starter locks. Mm-hmm. She was like, I'm going to do that shit to my shit. I was like, yeah. And she was like, you want to play some? I was like, nah. She was like, you fuck with Young Boy? I said, you want to know the truth? she was like, yeah. I said, nigga look like a J.
He really do, though.
And everybody started laughing. And they said, why you say that bit, bro? They were like, how old you is? And before I could answer, one of the little niggas was like, man, he like 24, 25. And I was like, well, I'm 33. And they were like, why you got dreads, big bro? And I was like, because hey, I want dreads.
I ain't going to lie. I grew dreads in my 30s simply because... Now it's not like so much frowned upon for black people to have hair.
Yeah.
And I wanna at least grow my hair before I'm too old and I'm balding. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I might as well grow it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be doing this shit for like until it shit start, cause you know we all gonna be the bald nigga with the hot dogs on our neck and the goatee.
Yeah.
That's our fate. It's just what it is. As black men, we know that. You know what I'm saying? We gonna look young as fuck. He's gonna be 58 looking like he goddamn 33. But goddamn, nigga, you gonna have the hot dogs on the back of your neck and you're gonna be bald headed. That's just, we know the curse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's some of us that make it out of that curse, but it's rare.
Bro, you know who else they played and I said he look like a J?
Who?
Kodak Black.
Kodak done sobered up though. He look good.
No, he don't.
He look good now. He's no, he sobered
don't.
Up.
No, he don't. He got a little fro with a mustache. That's drunk, nigga. I know a drunk nigga when I see one.
So you saying that's a drunk nigga. He gave up the drugs, but he got them on that drink.
He off the meth. He on the drink.
Yeah.
That's a drunk nigga. I know a drunk nigga when I see one. When Franklin got on that drink, that bitch had that fro with the mustache, nigga. I'm telling you, niggas get on that drink, they start looking like Hitler.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro. I told him, I said, I know a drunk when I see one. I know a drunk when I see one, bro. That nigga Kodak is a fucking drunk. He's a drunk, bro.
But I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. This Diddy shit made me realize how you can just control. You can control any kind of narrative, bro. And I don't. You know what I hated though? The amount of people making like memes, calling this nigga the diddler.
Can we be honest?
What
if Diddy just a freaky ass nigga that like to fuck boys and girls? That's his business.
Yeah, like why not?
That's just his business.
No homo, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, no Diddy.
Yeah.
But, because it's gay.
Yeah, that shit.
It's gay.
That shit is literally, it's literally gay.
It's literally gay. It's
literally gay.
But it's his business. It's not a crime. Yeah. Now, if he held Wale over a balcony, just like if Suge held Vanilla Ice over a balcony, they can't get prosecuted for it. I'm going to be honest with you. I was going to say they could. They can't. That shit happened way too long ago.
See, Diddy shouldn't have. He had too much pride. He should have just paid Cassie off before this became something.
Bro, you know some shit that happened in news that pissed me off because you just made me think of because of the Cassidy thing. I don't know if you've seen this shit, but your boy, the streamer, Kai.
Yeah, Kai. What happened?
A girl leaked Kai. No, Diddy.
Leaked him what?
Leaked them sounds crazy, but yeah, like, no Diddy.
Yeah, like,
bro,
doing what?
So Kai was fucking with a girl, and I guess he was supposed to pay her some hush money, and he didn't give her all the money, so she leaked a picture of him laying in the bed with her, and we all was looking at the picture like, so are you a trans? Did you play in his booty?
Yeah, like what's the big secret?
Yeah.
What's the big reveal?
Like do you think Kai just sitting in front of a computer all day and not getting his rocks off?
I'll be telling you, hey, these new niggas is real weird though. Back in the day, bro, it was an honor to get some pussy.
Yeah.
Who cares? Like,
bro, I wasn't pulling up to the bitch house with the goddamn excuse me, not me, because I ain't shit. Lil Bow Wow wasn't pulling up to the bitch house with the fucking military fleet to protect him. Lil Bow Wow was going through the same shit we was going through.
Mm-hmm.
He was goddamn pulling up in his fucking, it's really, really nice to meet you, man. Yeah. I really, really love your sound. With the braids.
Let's get down. Hey, boy, that bitch used to go stupid.
Yay. I see shiny young man.
That bird, used to go stupid, boy.
I met a bitch named Nicole.
For
they
real.
Got a Gucci. Didn't want her to shop anywhere but Gucci. Burberry and Prada was her style.
Hey.
Shiny would get down.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, for
that's,
sure.
That's back when music was music, bro.
Yeah.
We grew up, bro. We took that shit for advantage, bro.
And Wayne was going crazy that time,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
Wayne had that. It's Young Carter, y'all. Lexus and pilots got the top down and the silence got the from left up right and I'm feeling the die. Baby girl shaking like Beyonce. I done forgot about all right, Beyonce.
Nigga,
all right,
God damn, nigga.
Yeah, boy, that was my shit.
This nigga about to have a concert in this bitch.
Boy, that was my shit, boy.
Calm down, boy.
Squad up.
I ain't gonna lie though, bro. They do need to throw like, they used to have them kind of concerts where they used to throw the old school kind of like B2K. Would show up and like,
yeah,
it'd be B2K, Bow Wow.
See, they be doing a Scream tour. That's a Scream tour.
Oh, they still do that?
Yeah, they still do the Scream tour. Oh. And Bow Wow, fat as fuck and short as fuck and be pop locking. Oh,
bro,
another thing that made me sad,
new Bow
bro.
Bow Wow is crazy, though.
Another thing that made
y'all
me sad.
Y'all bitches used to like that nigga.
Bro, WrestleMania.
Nah, let me get on these hoes, bro.
Go ahead.
Y'all niggas used to like this little stupid, lame ass nigga. I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon and y'all wouldn't show me no attention, man.
Cause he had the braids.
Yeah, I had the braids too, but I was just chunky with the motherfucking motherfucker.
Trying to do the Harlem Shake
and
shit.
I couldn't hit it like he was hitting that bitch. I just couldn't do it, bro. But now look at him and look at me. I'm up and he Bow Wow, nigga.
He up too though.
He up, but
nigga, Tokyo Drift was hard too.
Whatever.
Just to let the people
oh, yeah,
know.
That shit was hard, bro.
Tokyo Drift was hard.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
I'm sorry.
Never mind, my bad, Bow Wow.
Yeah.
I always been a Bow Wow hater, bro. I was a Romeo nigga, so, you know what I'm saying?
Romeo had one good song.
Hey, chill.
They put that shit on the
chill,
show
chill,
recently.
Chill. Move forward.
Oh, they put it on BMF. BMF is a horrible show, too.
Yeah, you was a Bow Wizzle nigga. I'm a Romeo nigga, so.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought I was Bow Wow.
Y'all like that nigga, though. You see him now? Stupid ass bitches. You see him now?
I am kind of bad.
Nigga, I'm talking about Bow Wow, nigga.
Oh. See, I thought I was Bow Wow.
Bro, this nigga head ass, bro. Come on, bro.
Hey, them kids told me last night, too, I look like King Von with glasses. Then they showed me some rap nigga.
You head ass.
They showed me some rap nigga with glasses from, like, Chicago, and they was like, yeah, you act like this nigga. And I was like, what the fuck? It was some gangsta ass nigga, and I was like, bro. I told him, I said, I don't know if y'all know, but gangster shit is over. I'm a grown ass man. Yeah. I have multiple businesses. I'm a grown ass man.
I'm so glad the gangster shit's kind of moving on to where.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
Mm-mm. Wait, you don't like that it's moving on?
No, I don't like that gangster shit. Like,
oh yeah.
Nigga. Bro, I was happy when like backpack niggas start being popular and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I still like gangster
music.
That's
what pisses me off. Because now you got motherfuckers saying, oh, Drake is the hardest nigga of all time.
No.
Bro, if Kanye didn't pave the way for these fucking emotional ass niggas, none of these niggas would be up, bro. Because back in the day.
It's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah, that's literally why Jay-Z was like, bro, I really can't sign you, nigga. Like, you really like on some lame shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was like, please, you just give me a chance. Gave this nigga a chance. Now this whole fucking bitch ass nigga Aaron again,
yeah.
And it's keep getting worse. Nigga, tell me, I'm chipping nail, bitch.
I ain't gonna lie, Drake was the. I mean, Wayne was the only nigga that could have signed him.
Sign who?
Drake.
Yeah, he needed that stamp of approval.
If T.I. would have did it, It wouldn't have worked. Because T.I. had too much shit going on. T.I. had caught a gun case. Because T.I. tried to sign Meek.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He didn't try. He signed Meek.
Oh, really? I
didn't know. And he had too much shit going on. Caught a gun case. He was fucking doing gun awareness in his city for goddamn community service. All that kind of shit. So you couldn't sign Drake. Nobody could really sign Drake but Wayne, the hottest artist that was out right now. Mm-hmm. He was pushing the envelope. He had a rock album. That's the only way people was going to accept it.
See, that's how you know you just trying shit. You just goddamn, you drop a rock album out of that bitch.
That's just trying some shit.
That's how you know you got a game on lock, nigga, for real.
Bro, you know they got clips of him recording that rock album, and he was on tour. Mm-hmm. And he was going into his tour bus, and he was listening to Bap-ass instrumentals, and he was like, this the one, bloody envelopes on the mail, and just saying random shit. Nah, this is my shit, man. You know my phone gonna ring all fucking day. But last topic we gotta talk about before we get off, bro. The AI Little Man Trophy. The AI Little Man Trophy, bro.
That shit made me laugh so hard. They get this nigga fucking, that bit about this big right here. We appreciate all your hard work.
Bro, they unveiled the trophy, and AI put his hand on top of little bro's head. Like, man, that was up, bro. That was up,
bro. Bro, y'all could have gave this nigga a real man life size trophy, bro.
Yeah, bro. They gave my dog the little man trophy.
They gave him the goddamn little man.
The little Kevin Hart.
The Kevin Hart trophy?
They gave him the Kevin Hart trophy. That's what they gave him, bro. They gave bro the Kevin Hart trophy. Y'all could have kept that,
bro. I swear to God, if somebody ever say, bro, we're giving you a statue in front of, we're going to give you a statue in front of goddamn Green.
That bitch going to be right next to the bell.
Yeah, like, we're giving you a statue in front of goddamn Greenbrier High School, bro. For real, bro. We proud of you, bro. We love you. The city love you, bro. And I pull up and that bitch this big. I swear I'm beating the shit out of somebody, bro. I swear to God, bro, that bitch.
I don't know if this was like a joke or they just don't get it.
That shit was a jive right there, bro. Bro, they hit his ass with a real
good
jive.
If it was a joke or they just don't get it. Like, this nigga was a cultural icon for
us. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, not even just for us. Some players just changed the game. It doesn't matter if you black or you white. Some players just change the game. Like, I hate to admit it, Steph Curry did, bro. Man. Like, no matter, like, if I like bro or not, he changed the game. Yeah. Allen Iverson changed the game. This nigga had the tattoos. Only Mexicans was getting tattoos. Mm. Like that. Like, tatted up everywhere. A nigga get a tattoo here and there. Tupac had Thug Life across the belly. He had a fucking cross on one arm, and he had some other shit on another arm, and you know, whoop-de-whoop. He had tattoos, but he wasn't tatted like Amigo. This nigga AI was slick tatted like Amigo type shit.
Mm-hmm. He had the cornrows, he had the baggy shorts.
Yeah. This is when you had to come to the game dressed in suits. Mm-hmm. My nigga came to the game dressed in jumpsuits.
Yeah.
He came to a game with an Eagle jersey on and some custom-made Eagle Iversons. Bro, that's a cultural icon. He crossed up Michael Jordan's rookie year.
Yeah.
Bro, Allen Iverson was that nigga. We all wanted to be him. We wanted to be like him. Mm-hmm. Pound for pound, the greatest player of all times, bro. Mm-hmm. This nigga was 5'11". He could dunk. He could cross a nigga up.
He can shoot.
This nigga dropped 40-plus points 3 games in a row his rookie year, bro. Mm-hmm. This is one of the greatest players to ever touch a basketball court. And you mean to tell me you gave this nigga a participation trophy?
You gave this nigga the motherfucking...
the little Kevin Hart in front. Kevin Hart from Philly, too.
Oh, my God.
You gave this nigga the Kevin Hart. Oh, bro, y'all should have just had Kevin Hart present the trophy to him.
For real.
And it would have, if y'all want to do that,
it actually would have been way funnier too. Like it would have been like, it would have been like a thing. Like, oh, we're gonna have Kevin Hart, you know, present this small ass trophy because he's a small ass nigga.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And like now it's like AI. I don't know. He looked like he was happy when I watched the unveiling of the statue, but like
he cried. He cried during the speech.
But it's like I would have been in that business. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all not finna play with me, bro.
Bro, are y'all gonna do this to Embiid? Embiid's going crazy right now. The 76ers is at the top of the play-in tournament right now. They're probably gonna make the playoffs. Not probably, they're gonna make the playoffs. They're one of the best teams in the East, but you know, Embiid was just hurt. Are y'all gonna do this if Embiid gets y'all a championship in the future? Are y'all gonna unveil him the little man statue, the little Kevin Hart? The little Kevin Hart with Embiid dunking with the legs up like Shaq? Cause Shaq trophy was whacking in LA also. They retired Shaq's jersey in Orlando also.
Did Barkley ever get a statue out there? Did he?
For the Sixers? Hell no.
No, okay.
Nah, if he did get a statue, it would be from like the Suns, but who the fuck? No, nobody's giving Barkley a statue, bro.
That's it's sad, right. too.
Barkley ate too much pizza. Same with Zion. They just ate too much. There's too many pictures of them with pizzas, bro. I know I'm fat too, my bad, bro. But like, bro, y'all just was eating too much pizzas and just doing too much, bro. Y'all niggas really was tweaking, dog.
Y'all should have just focused a little bit more on y'all careers and shit.
Bro, niggas take this for granted, and they not going to understand until it's over with. But to do what LeBron just did requires so much determination and sacrifice. That nigga literally sacrificed his entire life to entertain us for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
He couldn't really, like, go crazy and eat how he wanted to his whole entire life. Mm. Charles Barkley did. Look at him. Fat bitch. On TNT. With no rings. Talking about how fat bitches is in San Antonio.
I like Chuck, though.
Oh, I fuck with Chuck, too. He's one of my favorite people of all time. Yeah. I love people that's unapologetic.
Yeah.
Like, fuck them people. Like, bro, my favorite person on the face of this earth right now to this day is Joey Diaz.
Yeah. Cocksucker.
Cocksucker. Bitch had a big-ass monkey.
She had a fat monkey on her.
Bitch went down, tried to suck my cock.
Joe Rogan.
Bitch went down, tried to suck my cock. I told her, I said, nobody wants to go down there. Don't even worry about that, baby girl. I'll just nibble your monkey a little bit. Nobody wants to go down there. Are you fucking kidding me? Bro, I love Joey Diaz, bro. Like, yeah. I just love people that be themselves, bro. So, in closing with this podcast, everybody just be yourself, dog.
For real. Man, and honestly, we got into the Joe Rogan. Shout out to UFC 300, bro. Dana, you put on a fucking show last night. One of the best cards I ever seen, from bell to first bell to last bell, bro. That was the best card I've seen in so long.
That was a great card.
It really was.
Wasn't them niggas fight purse like $50,000 a piece? And in the middle of the conference, they negotiated with him and he gave them niggas like $600 a piece?
$300,000.
It was $300,000 a piece?
The bonus, he made the bonus. Like, you know, if you have fight of the night or if you have a knockout, he'll give you like a $50,000 bonus. Mm-hmm. This night, he made it $300,000. So, like,
for the knockout?
For like the knockouts and the fights of the night. Yeah. So he gave them niggas like, if you, bro, you could be a nigga like just an up and coming nigga and you just knocked a nigga out and you made $300,000 like just because you had a little fight bonus type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's niggas be talking shit about UFC, bro, but that's love right there, bro.
I'm sorry, Big King. 300,000, I got to knock you out, bro. I got you, dog. Like, bro, I got you, dog. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I got to train because you're bigger than me and shit. I got to train. I got to get, you know. See, bro, people don't understand about the fight game is, like, to the core of me, I'm not as big as you. Mm. Like, if I get down to my true weight, I'm, like, 190. And you still, like, 210, 220. Yeah. So I ain't really in your class. But I got to figure it out.
See, I be thinking about it, though. I was like, man, what weight class would I fight at if I did fight?
You know? Nah, you a big nigga though.
Yeah, but if I walk around, if I fight at my fight weight, I think I fight at like 205.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you probably like a 185er. Yeah, you probably like fighting with Izzy and them niggas.
190. But I got titties and shit now because I'm a trash ass nigga. But like, besides that, I'm like 185, 190.
Them niggas, but I think about them niggas and I'd be like, bro, nah, them niggas would beat every single one of them would beat my ass. Like, they just too big, bro.
But I can put some weight on. I'll knock out one of them heavyweight niggas.
They be, I ain't gonna lie, the heavyweight niggas is that's the trashy division.
Yeah, I'll knock out one of them niggas, bro.
They just big fat niggas with goddamn some power.
Especially my dog, my balls is hot. And
I
get on his fucking
man,
ass.
Man, Derrick Lewis would fucking smoke
bro,
your
you
ass.
Crazy. I get on that nigga ass. Bro, if I could put on, if I could drop like 20, which is easy, but put on 20, like put on a good 20, like Deontay Wilder 20.
Yeah, like solid 20.
Man, I knock that nigga ass out.
I ain't gonna lie though, bro. When I be thinking about it, bro, you know the weight limit for heavyweights is 265.
Yeah.
Blue weighs 60 more pounds than that. That's crazy, right?
You fat motherfucker.
Bruh. Because I was like, who would I put in the heavyweights? I was like, I put Blue up there, but I'm like, damn, is he going to make weight, though?
And he's short,
you
too.
You got to make 265.
Bruh, 265?
This nigga Francis Ngannou was 6'6", 265 pounds solid. And Blue would have to fight him, bro.
The only way I can make that weight, I got to drink. Okay. That's the only way I can gain weight.
Yeah.
I can't got them, and I can't eat how like you need to eat to gain that weight without drinking.
Yeah,
I gotta drink and eat hot wings every day, and I think
I gotta drink and eat hot wings.
Yeah,
bro, that's gonna be your diet for the fight.
Yeah,
for your heavyweight debut,
bro. What the fuck I'm gonna eat? What I'm gonna eat to make 265?
Man, you gotta eat
bro.
Steak.
That's a lot.
Eat steak and potatoes, man.
I love steak.
Yeah, eat steak and potatoes, bro.
Bro,
you think I said I'm gonna eat hot wings and drink beer. You got that too. You got that super shit, man.
Bro, I weigh 230 right now, bro. Like, how the fuck I'm going to goddamn get that much? The most I ever weighed was 245.
Yeah.
So I got to get 20 more pounds than that. Bro, I got to drink beer, drink liquor, eat hot wings. Like, I got to do that
train.
Type of shit. And train while I'm doing it. Sweating out chicken grease. Sweating out chicken grease. But yeah, man, we back with the pods. Hey, one more thing I want to say, bro. I'm going to make a clip out of this, too. One more thing I want to say, bro. I said this on a podcast, and it probably ain't coming out. I don't know. Big King might fuck with this. He might not. But this podcast and shit, since I took this little hiatus, bro, I ain't never been as sad as I have in my entire life, dog. This podcast thing is like a girlfriend I never had. It's like a love I've never experienced.
Yeah.
This little month break of podcasting, I found myself walking around having podcasts in my head. I've been wanting it so bad, but I had other things I had to do just for the moment because I'm one of the people where I have to make necessary sacrifices just because the position I am in life. Mm-hmm. Take that however you want. You can say, Slim, you a trash ass nigga. You don't know nothing about sacrifices. I'm cool with that shit too. I don't give a fuck, nigga. But this podcast and shit is a girlfriend I never had. I love her so fucking much. I'm so dedicated to this shit. I love this shit so much. It don't matter what the fuck I do in life. I don't like nothing in life like I like this. Love. Mm-hmm. Love this. This shit is like my pet monkey, my pet dog.
Yeah,
I want to spank that bitch every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember when you was a kid and you found out that white shit come out your dick if you jack it real hard?
God damn it.
Why? That's what this podcast shit do to me, bro. That's what this podcast shit do for me, dog. I want to get on this bitch, and every time I get on this bitch and I have a good pod like today, bro, some white shit come out. No diddy.
That's crazy. that's absolutely nuts. But
some white shit came out today.
Yeah, man. I'm about to start back streaming too, man. See, y'all get ready, man. Content coming, bro. We on y'all niggas next this year, bro. Like, fuck everything, bro. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, let's get back to the making that great A1 content we always made, bro. We've always been them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
We back.
Yeah, for real.
And I see you niggas with your videos with the bap ass hoes. I see you niggas with your videos with the bap ass hoes. They cute.
Yeah.
They cute. Hey, on some real shit, bro, this is the last thing I'm gonna say before I get off. Main said this before on the pod. And you know me and Main got a pod, Main and Slim. If I really want to go into that lane, I can go into that lane. If y'all really want to see some badass, dumbass bitches, I can turn up. I can bring all the bad, dumb bitches y'all niggas want to see. I could.
Yeah.
I'm just not, because that shit's not good content to me. I actually want to have a conversation and talk about some shit like we just did on this pod, you know? Mm-hmm. But I can. Like, I have friends. I have female friends that's dumb as fuck. Like, oh, yeah, see, I'm talking too much.
Hey, man, we out, man. Hey, hey, shout out to all the bitches, man.
Shout out to all the dumb ass bitches with good coochie. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the
bitches, man. You know what I'm saying? We a pro bitch podcast, man. I love the hoes, man.
Hey, shout out to UConn.
Shout out to my baby mama, man. Shout out to UConn, man.
Shout out to UConn. Even shout though I didn't watch the championship, I only watch bitches cooking clean. And I'm out.
Yeah, for real. Fuck it. Boy, you trying to get niggas goddamn canceled like a motherfucker, boy.
Bro, I only watch bitches cooking clean. I don't watch bitches do nothing else. It wasn't one dunk that whole fucking tournament. Hey, not one dunk.
Hey, that too. Stop pretending y'all like women's sports and we out.
Bro, it wasn't one dunk the whole tournament.